Yo, you knew we wouldn't be away for too long.
We kind of were, though.
Little hiatus, couple weeks. It's all good. A&A MMA is back at ya. I'm your host, Slim.
Big Monty, back at him.
What is this, episode 61?
Yeah, it is.
You sound like you got a little
Browns game, bro.
Frog in your throat, bro.
Browns game,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you were going ham.
I lost my shit.
What was the reaction of the crowd when they missed that field goal at the end?
I feel like everybody kind of knew it was going to happen. It just had that weird feeling.
When I told my dad, I was like, they're down 2 touchdowns. And he was like, well, you know, that's to be expected. And then they came back, and then we started watching it together on the TV. And, you know, he was getting into it. He was excited once it went to overtime, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, well, they're going to find a way to fuck it up. Sure enough.
I mean, they didn't all the way fuck it up. We could have lost.
But here's my thing. There's no tying in baseball. So what do you mean you can't do a second overtime?
There's no tying in any sport except soccer, which you still get a point for.
This was a tie.
I know.
So what do you mean? I mean, you can have a draw on MMA, but that's what I'm saying is like no other sport has, like, you know, they just keep going. Baseball goes like 30th inning or some shit. I don't get that. That changed in the last few years, didn't it?
Yep.
I'm not well versed on football history, but nonetheless,
good thing this is a MMA show,
right?
A&A MMA.
Nonetheless, how was your experience?
It was the best game I've ever been to. I brought Ronnie instead of Jake, which was a good idea for sure.
Yeah.
So
you would have owed a lot of beers.
No, I would have. Jake, it would have just been like third quarter, and Jake would have been like, bro, I need to go home. I'm out of cigarettes. Or like something like that.
Yeah. Well, that would have probably been me too.
Yeah.
My jewel's dead. so nonetheless.
Get the secondhand smoke, Shod.
Nonetheless, you're back. You made it home safely.
Yeah, I actually was I sobered up by the end of the game because I was just fucking screaming my head off.
I believe it.
I was hugging random dudes. I watched some dude rip his shirt in half and just start twirling it over his head. It was awesome.
Oh,
it was a nice brown shirt, too. I mean, he just fucking destroyed it.
Damn. I had a very good weekend myself. Midwest Melting Pot number 2 is in the books. Night number 1, I got schmizzied and was going around the mosh pit, and some motherfucker came up to me and just kicked the shit out of my leg. Like, he was looking for me and just bam, cracked my shit.
It was probably a little dude who was like a fucking Beyblade on the ground.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh.
That was Nick. No, some dude. Someone, Vito said he saw the dude do it, but, you know, didn't help me out.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so I woke up and I'm fucking limping around all day at work, and I get there and I'm on stage because I was performing the second night, and I was just kind of like, you know, just walking around stage. I was like, I'm not going to be that rowdy because I can't. My shit hurts. Sure enough, get a couple drinks in me and I was fucking bouncing and dancing just like the first night once the metal band started going. And my shit cleared up. Like, it was still a little sore. I couldn't do those wild stomps I was doing the night before, but I was able to like bounce around. I think I just needed to stretch it out. That's what it was. It was just like, just too tight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a fun time.
It was. You pushed me down.
That was totally accidental, I swear.
Yeah, right. There's a fucking video. And Vito said, listen, I don't know what to do here, but I'm just gonna go for Slim. He said, and quote, that's what you said. And in the video you just run for me, hands out, just push me to the ground.
But I helped you up.
No, I laid there for, but actually it's a pretty good thing that you pushed me down, because in the video you can see Nick just jumping over my head to stage dive, and he's just punching people below him that are holding him up, just throwing fists down below him. Dude, it was wild.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, your rap shows don't have a wall of deaths? Huh, shame.
Weird.
Shame, because you shouldn't be at the Vortex. Oh shit.
Damn.
So here's the thing.
Yo, did you guys hear Sean S' new song on iTunes yet?
Yeah. It's called
Yeah. Sean, give me a hot fuck. What was the best bar from the song you put out?
Yeah. So after the show, my girl took me home with her friend.
Carried you home.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get it.
And she's. She said I walked out the venue. I don't remember. She said I walked out the venue with a beer in my hand and my box of merch, and like kept dropping all my clothes over the place. And
because of that fucked up box you have.
Yeah, that's boxes. R.I.P. I got rid of it. So
good.
Okay. I have a few shirts left anyway. I might as well put them in a book bag. Anyway, so Chance tells me like, say we're playing like Call of Duty or something, and he's like, "Yeah, did you know that you could have got a free pizza for being a performer?" It's like, "No, no." I laid on Carrie's floor and just moaned and eventually passed out on the floor for like...
Of starvation?
Of like, I'm going to throw up because once I laid down the bed, but I was
that
like,
pizza would have just saved
me. It would have saved my life. And sure enough...
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, I was upset. Nonetheless, that's in the books. Had a blast. A couple people bought some shirts.
I fucking murdered Slim's DJ set, but
yes, you did.
Afterwards there was, you know, the fucking mosh pits. Now there's a difference, there's a stark difference between a mosh pit for a metal show and a mosh pit for like a rap show. So like if you go to like ASAP Mob, Playboy Cardi, you're just gonna be like jumping around with a bunch of like 18 year olds and they're not like really doing anything, just kind of flailing their arms.
They don't
like,
know what to do. Yeah,
but mosh pits, that shit's got secret moves. It's like fucking playing Mortal Kombat, like back, left, right, fucking spinning, kick, fucking come from the other side of the screen.
It's dancing, bro. You gotta learn how to two-step.
So I'm sitting there with old Chatty, and I'm looking down at these people like, white people are fucking outrageous. That's all I'm thinking to myself.
True.
And then I fucking see Slim trying to make eye contact with me, so I like quickly look away. And he's just, like, everybody's just on the outside just moshing, and Slim's just in the middle. Like, they, like, cleared it out for him. Like, there was a spotlight on him and shit. And he just starts fucking waving his finger at me. So, again, I try, like, breaking eye contact. And then people started looking, so I'm like, God damn it. So I gave Chad my drink, and I go down there, and immediately I just jump on Slim and start throwing fucking spinning elbows all over the place. Came through with a flying double knee just out of nowhere. And then Slim and I tried doing the, what's that called? Where you like latch up.
And you just like grab on and spin around, and someone pushes down.
Yeah, we like got two spins in, and somebody just yoinked us and just bodied both of us.
It happens. But it was fun, though.
Yeah, first metal mosh pit, last metal mosh pit.
Last, you're retiring of the metal mosh. Okay.
Yeah,
I like, I'm still not.
I'll do some rap mosh pits, but
that's fair. Carrie was like the next day. He's like, "Well, I'm not feeling sorry for how sore you are because you shouldn't have got in there." I'm like, "Girl, I've been doing this since 2015.
I do this.
This ain't nothing.
I bed rapid.
This ain't, no, I'm talking about the metal mosh pits. But I'm like, this ain't nothing new. We've been fucking hardcore dancing and all that shit. Anyway, on to the real matter hand. So that was Friday.
Yo, hold on.
Okay,
big fucking shout out to the homie Mitch and fucking before we head out, bro, the doctor.
What?
The other podcast that we fucking fuck with. Mitch and them, remember I showed you their podcast and they shouted us out?
Oh, yeah.
Before we head out, I'm sorry, guys. My fucking throat is raw right now. God damn. Make sure you check out Before We Head Out on, I'm pretty sure they're on, you know, your podcast app. I don't think Spotify. I think they have beef with Spotify, Podbean, all that shit. So.
Yeah, all the shit.
Yep, check out Before We Head Out. Lord Zofka and the Doctor.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
We need some cooler nicknames.
Yeah, for sure. They shit on us.
King Montington. No, that's
right. It's my Gaber tag.
Mm. Lord Montipus.
Lord Montipus.
Monte Crisco.
Who am I? Phineas and Ferb's fucking pet? What's his name?
Barry. Barry. What was the doctor's name? Dr. Doofenshmirtz or something like that?
Oh, yeah. He looked weird as fuck.
I would take over the entire tri-state area.
That's all he wanted. Right? What are you going to do after you get the tri-state area? Like, just stop?
That's all I need. That little, he'll get that little meeting of Colorado, Nevada, fucking Wyoming. You know what I'm talking about?
Fucking
the four squares.
Yeah. It's my shit now.
The quad state area. Anyway. Saturday was UFC 228, and oh my god, best card of the year so far?
No.
What's better?
I mean, shit.
Honestly, for this might be my pick for the best card of the year.
I wouldn't say that. I'd have to go back and look, but I'm not. I wouldn't say it's this one.
The best pay per view. How about that?
Nah.
Still no.
No.
Okay.
Maybe like top five. But not best at all. All
right, fair enough. So let's take it from the top. We had Roberto Sanchez going up against Jared Brooks, the Monkey God. Jared Brooks coming in on like, what was it, like a week notice, 2 weeks notice, something like that?
After he had knocked himself out in his last fight.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jared Brooks, though, looking pretty dominant for most of the fight. It was a split decision. Yeah. He pulled it off in, I think it was the last round.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was the last round. The first round, he didn't look too hot, but the last round, he pulled it off with a couple of takedowns and got the split decision and walked outside the cage, puked, and then passed out of exhaustion.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not good.
No. But that's what happens when you take a fight on, like, 7 days' notice.
True. So, Jared Brooks defeated Roberto Sanchez 29-28. One judge had it 29-28 for Sanchez. And moving on to the women's bantamweight division.
We had... Hang on. I'm resetting up my station here. We had Lucy Podolova going up against Irene Aldana.
Bro, this fight was...
They were slugging.
Was this the best women's fight of the year?
Could be. Could very well be, for sure. They were going at it.
I gotta say, it's for sure.
Yeah, every time Podolova would come in and hit Aldana with a strike, she would just get pissed and then come back, and it was just, it was great.
It was a firefight.
It was awesome.
So fun to watch. One of my favorite women's fights of all time.
For sure. Aldana coming up with the decision victory, and this also got fight of the night.
Yes,
I was so really surprised at that.
Yeah, they got fit. I wasn't.
I mean, no, but it was a great fight. I'm just saying, like, on the undercard, on the fight pass, you never see them getting shit.
Yeah, you're right. But Irene Aldana defeated Lucy Podolova 29-28. One judge had it 29-28 for Podolova. As Slim said, they both got 50 G's, so congrats to them.
Yeah.
Moving on to the lightweight division.
The
return of
Jim Miller. His 30th UFC fight. That's insane.
He needs one more to tie the most, right?
This was the most.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. He doesn't have the most wins, but it's just his 30th fight in general.
Yeah.
Going up against Alex Spartan White. It did not take Jim Miller long at all. He landed a nice right hand, knocked Alex White down, and quickly got his back and got that sub.
Within a minute and a half, he got him in 1 minute and 29 seconds. Jim Miller with the surprise victory over Alex White.
Turning back the clock.
In White's home country.
All right.
Shout out to Jim Miller for that one.
For sure.
And that was via rear
naked choke. Wait, you said home country? This was Texas.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was in fucking England.
This is motherfucking Texas.
Goddamn Texas.
What's so good about dumb old Texas?
I wanna go home.
I wanna go home. I'm Pinhead Larry. I'm Dirty Dan. Man. All right, anyway.
Jim Miller defeated Alex White via rear naked choke, 1 minute and 29 seconds into the very first round. Let's go to the headliner on the UFC Fight Pass.
Diego. What is he now? The fucking...
The dream or the nightmare?
No.
Yeah, it's the nightmare.
That's old.
No, I'm telling you. That's what they introduced
him. No, it's like Lionheart or some shit like that. Did he go back to Nightmare?
Bro, I'm telling you.
What does it say on here?
How do you go from the dream to the nightmare?
It is the nightmare now. No, it was the nightmare. And then he went to the dream. Then he went to Lionheart. And now he's back to Nightmare. Whatever.
Bad.
I can't keep up.
Anyway. Sad.
Sad. So, Diego Sanchez going up against Craig White. Sanchez, the original Ultimate Fighter winner. The very first Ultimate Fighter winner because he technically fought before Forrest Griffin for the middleweight title. He's one of two fighters in the UFC to have fought at four different weight classes. And he's going up against Craig White. Now, Craig White at the weigh-ins gave Diego a little smooch on the nose.
Right on the nose. I was like, bruh. I watched that live. I was like, bruh.
You don't do that, Diego Sanchez.
Why do you?
He was pissed.
Why, though? Just why?
Sure enough, Diego came out with the heat. Oh, my God.
I ain't never thought about kissing another man to fucking piss him off. That's a weird tactic, dog.
Yeah. It works.
It works. I guess.
Maybe you should try it sometime.
No.
Tuck me in while you're at it.
No. Yeah. No.
So, Diego Sanchez came out with some heat. He got a takedown every round and completely dominated Craig White on the ground. Now, to Craig White's credit, he was throwing up some nasty up kicks, and he did have a pretty good guard, but Diego was just all power, all action, and completely dominated Craig White.
I gotta put this thing.
What was the scorecards on this one?
Oh, hold on. I'm about to fucking die here.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. So it's 30-27s all across. Diego really? Sanchez.
I thought it'd be more. Those were like 10-8 rounds for sure.
I can see why you'd think that. But
we were on the old scoring system because it's Texas.
So Diego Sanchez defeated Craig White dominantly. 30-27, 30-27, and another 30-27. Let's take a little prelim intermission story time with Monty.
Okay.
Tailgate story of the week.
All right.
So
this is going to be a new segment.
Yeah.
We're going to get tailgate a jingle.
Story, yeah. Monty's tailgate story of the week. Bow, bow.
No, bro.
Oh. Here we go, brownies. So I'm sitting here fucking making hot dogs, you know, getting food ready for everybody. First off, Slim.
How are your burritos?
Bruh. I had the whole parking lot lit with the burritos. Ooh. Everybody was like looking at me like.
What'd you put in them?
There was spinach, onion, peppers, eggs. Cheese. I put bacon in some. I put sausage in some. I put bacon and sausage in some. Whoa. I took spinach and peppers out of some. And,
yeah.
You know, all kinds of combos.
I want everything
like
in mine, for sure.
Yeah, so. And I knew that it was authentic love because they were looking at me like shaking their head, like with their eyes wide open, like, bro, this is saving my life right now. I'm like,
yeah. Because you got up at what time?
I woke up at 4 o'clock. Well, actually, it was 3:30.
3:30. What time did you start drinking?
I cracked my first beer at like... Okay, so the actual fucking... We ended up leaving late because everybody was all fucked up, of course. I had to go to Walmart to get a gazebo. And anyways, motherfucking... The shit didn't open up until 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I got drunk by like 7:30.
Okay. Not bad. Wait, you went up there at 4:30, but it didn't open until 7?
No, we ended up leaving at like 6.
Regardless, it doesn't open until 7?
Yeah, so we sat in line.
So why...
But at the same time, the line was, bruh.
Okay, so that's why you want to get there early.
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
But anyways, back to the moral of the story.
There's a moral to this?
Yes. You asked me how my burritos were.
We're going to learn
something? That's how we like went off.
Okay, yeah.
So, well, the point of the story.
All right.
So, I'm making hot dogs, and I forgot to bring a plate.
Ooh.
So I'm like, where am I going to put these hot dogs, bro? So I scoop them up in a cup and I'm sitting there like, you guys want me to, like, I got these hot dogs right here. And then somebody had just cracked a fat pumpkin beer, bro.
Yeah.
And they were like, you will not let me pour this in there and you'll chug it. I was like, bet. I forget who it was. There were so many just of our friends there. Everybody, it's just all a blur. But they poured this whole pumpkin beer into a cup of 4 hot dogs. And I gave out the here we go brownies chant. And chug the entire beer.
If that ain't the most Sprouts thing ever.
The hot dog chug.
Was there like some hot dog water in there? Or you were grilling them?
Yeah, it was straight from the grill.
Did you eat the dogs too?
No. What if I just like deep throated all of them? Just like swallowed all of them at once?
Kobe Monty.
Ew. Challenge Joey Chestnut and shit.
Catch Monty next 4th of July at the Nathan's hot dog contest.
Just fucking dunk in my
no
hot
water,
dog
pumpkin
Monty.
Beer, please. pumpkin spice flavored buns.
I'm like, yes.
Yo, you'd be so sick. Ew.
That's so awesome.
God, that's amazing. Jesus Christ. Monty Ashi. Okay, so... Was that the end of your tailgating jingle?
Yeah, that's okay, it. That's cool. It. That's all. Right. That's all I got. Let's get back.
Thank
to the
you.
Card.
I needed that. Okay. All right. So moving up to the middleweight division, we had Kid Dynamite, Charles Bird, going up against the Dentist Aaron Stewart. I believe he's also from England. This fight was really good. Charles Bird was getting in and out and doing nice angles for the most of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But all it takes is one, man. Darren Stewart landed a nice elbow to the side of Bird's head and just completely wobbled him and just ended up finishing him with a nice knockout.
I'm sorry. I had to burp. Yeah, what a performance by Darren Stewart. I honestly didn't see this one coming. I thought Charles Bird was going to come in and wreck, but Darren Stewart, the dentist, surprised me.
Same.
We'll see what's next in the middleweight division for both these guys. And that was a TKO for him. 2 minutes and 17 seconds into the second round.
Yeah.
What about this next fight, Slim?
Bro, oh my God. Fucking, yo, Frank Camacho, yo, hey, yo. Going up against Jeff Neal. Dude, Jeff Neal might have murdered Frank Camacho. Like, he might not be alive.
Bro.
I'm kidding, he got up.
But. Sean's going crazy on GTA.
Sean got right five now. Stars?
Four. He's getting... Oh, my God. He just rammed a fucking...
This is great for an audio podcast.
Oh, my God. I wish we had a camera. But, yeah, Frank Camacho took one of the most vicious head kicks I've seen in a minute.
It was like Cormier Jones. Like, he leaned into it and everything.
But
and
the crazy thing is... Jeff Neal had hit him with two of them in the first round, and I was thinking, like, why is he not seeing, like, he's really not seeing these left head kicks coming.
Yeah.
It was that last one when he was just,
yikes,
he was gassed. Oh, man.
Dude, that dude is
right over his
scary. This dude is scary.
Jeff Neal's a bad man.
It's scary Jerry, bitch.
Jeff Neal defeats
scary
Frank
Jeffrey.
Gay. God, fucking, fuck you, buddy, Camacho.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, it's my fucking cab.
1 minute and 23 seconds into the second round. Let's go on to the bantamweight division.
We had the Funk Master, Aljamain Sterling, putting in some funk against Cody Stamman. Both these fighters were going on about how they had a better fight, a better win against... oh, fuck, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about? Who Cody beat last?
unbeaten prospect... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking about when he beat Tom Duquesne or Brian Caraway.
Yes, they both were going on about how they had better fights against Brian Caraway. Neither fighter wanted...
What a weird argument.
I know, right? Neither fighter wanted to get taken down, but it was eventually Sterling that got the first one, and then Stamman came in with a couple of his own. But it was... Wait, was it Aljamain that had the first one? No, Stamman had the first one, and then Aljamain came back in the second round... and ended up getting a modified knee bar. Mm-hmm. I forget what he called it. He gave it a name. It wasn't the banana split, but he gave it like a... It was weird. It was like a knee bar from the side, but like... Stamman was obviously like injured when he got up and he tapped, and he was like limping for a little bit. Yeah. So. Yeah, it was nasty. Stop looking at it.
I just got wasted.
So yeah, Sterling with the funk. The funky split.
Ooh, that's nice. 3 minutes and 42 seconds into the second round.
And you might think, wow, that's a unique submission. I wonder if they got submission of the night. No, just wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on the women's strawweight division, we had former champ Carla Esparza going up against Tatiana Suarez.
This was also a really good fight.
Also one-sided.
I mean, it was fun to watch.
She
it was like a
nine
high...
takedowns.
What happened to Carla?
She landed no takedowns.
I know, but what, like, what's going on?
I don't know. I really think Tatiana's just that good.
Okay.
She's her. Undefeated, isn't she?
Yes, she is 7-0.
She's 8-0 now, but I really think she's that good.
No, she's 7-0.
Are you sure?
Promise.
This is 8. Okay.
I'll call out all of her wins right now.
All right, never mind. But yeah, I really think she's that good. Definitely want to watch out for in the division. And man.
She won
looked
the ultimate
great.
Fighter, too. I mean,
right, just looked excellent. Bruh. Just looked tremendous. And she's big, like a large build for the division, too.
Yeah, she is probably the best prospect in the women's strawweight division.
I would say.
I agree. So, Tatiana Suarez defeated former champ Carla Esparza 4 minutes and 33 seconds into the third round via TKO. And that was a preliminary card on FX.
On to the main card on pay-per-view. We start off with a banger. We knew this was going to be fireworks when we saw the lineup. I didn't know it would only be 45 seconds long, but...
43 seconds.
Jesus. Abdul Razak Al-Hassan coming off his win. He had that knockout of a rematch. I forget who it was.
Saba Hamasi.
Yeah. Going up against Nico Price, who just came off that from the bottom hammer fist knockout. Yeah. So we knew this was going to be fireworks, and oh my God, Abdul came out swinging and did not let up until Nico was KO'd.
Scary dog.
Jesus. That's a scary man.
I want to see, I know Al-Hassan's in like a better place than him right now, but I want to see Al-Hassan go up against Omari Akhmedov again. I want to see the rematch.
Okay.
I think that'd be
rude. He didn't win. He didn't lose that in the UFC, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. That was his second fight in the UFC. He lost to Omari Akhmedov via split decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about that.
And they got performance. Or I'm sorry. No, they didn't. I'm looking at a different fight. But yeah. I would like to see that.
But ran Jesus. Back. Jesus Lord.
Scary man. So explosive.
Scary.
Abdul Razak Al Hassan defeated Nico Price via punch 43 seconds into the very first round.
Via punch.
Jeez.
This next fight was a little bit of a sleeper. I was a little disappointed on it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Rivera going up against John Dotson with the crazy fro.
That he had nicely cornrowed.
Right. I thought it would be a little more of a banger. Like I said, kind of a sleeper. Both fighters did a lot of feeling out. Jimmy Rivera just did enough of octagon control, mm-hmm. though, to edge out the decision.
And that was 30-27, 30-27, 29-28. Jimmy Rivera defeated John Dotson. Let's go to the featherweight division. Da boy. The future GOAT.
Zabit. Magomed Sharipov going up against two-week stand-in Brandon Davis.
I love seeing all these articles now, like, everybody remember the name Zabit Magomed Sharipov, even though you can't say it.
Blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Listen back 20 episodes ago, motherfuckers.
Fucking jackasses.
Jesus. Actually, probably more than that. We can talk about him for a minute. A
long time, bro.
About a year now.
We're the best.
Killer B stepping in on short notice. He's got, like, what, win-loss in UFC, something like that.
Yeah.
And Zabit is 3-0, now 4-0. He got the one. Well, actually, he's only the second ever banana split submission in the UFC.
That shit was wild.
Are you kidding me?
That was vicious.
He got his back, reached under his leg, grabbed it, and pulled it over Zabit's head and just completely stretched out his hamstring. It was ridiculous. Brandon Davis completely trapped, forced to tap. Beautiful submission.
In the first round, we saw the elite head movement of Zabit Magomed Sharipov, kind of feeling him out.
But Brandon was not doing bad. He just wasn't hitting him. They both landed a total of 22 strikes and 21 significant strikes.
Zabit was definitely kind of just
feeling him out for sure.
Second round, comes out with his signature trip, gets him on the ground, and from there Zabit worked his magic.
He got 5 takedowns in the second round.
Who's the best prospect in all of MMA right now? Is it Borachinha? Is it Zabit?
Borachinha's in the top 10. I don't think you can call him a prospect anymore.
So it's got to be Zabit?
It's got to be Zabit. I don't know if he moved up much because Brandon Davis wasn't ranked and Zabit was only number 15, but...
He's got to be like 13, 14, but he's definitely getting a big name next.
Where does Zabit go now? Like, I don't even know.
Frankie Edgar.
Yeah, the winner of Chan Sung and Frankie, I could see that. Okay. Yeah, Zabit getting it done like we knew he would. Can't bet against that guy. He was the biggest favorite on the card. Yeah. -14.
Don't ever bet against Zabit.
Yikes.
Silly.
Silly Willy. In the next fight, moving back down.
Oh, hold on, just a side note. This is the first time ever in an UFC event that there was 2 knee bars in the same event.
Wild.
That is just wild. Absolutely nuts. Zabit, I love you.
Going up back. Going down to the women. Wait, did he get performance of the night for that?
Neither of them got
No, that's ridiculous.
Performance of the night.
Like, come on, man.
You're like,
bring back sub and knockout of the night. Please, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, back down to strawweight. We had Jessica Andrade going up against Carolina Kowalkiewicz. Or is it Kowalkiewicz?
It's Carolina Kowalkiewicz.
All right. Andrade, man. Yikes, that is a scary girl.
Her boxing's so clean.
I've never seen Carolina get knocked out, ever.
No.
She's only lost to decisions.
Yeah, she got knocked out cold.
Out cold in the very first round. What? I wasn't expecting that at all. We were speechless in the bar.
Yeah.
Literally, just looked at the screen like, yo.
So now we get to see Jessica Andrade versus Thug Rose.
Thug Rose!
That's going to be the biggest test of Jessica Andrade's career.
Yeah, but man, if she does that, shoo, but Rose is so like polished. I don't know. We'll see. But yes, that is a fight to make. I hope it happens sooner than later because Andrade really took no damage. So hopefully Rose is ready to go.
Maybe, right.
Madison Square Garden, November.
We'll see.
Okay. Moving on to the main event of the evening. The one. The chosen one, Tyron Woodley, defending his belt for the 4th time now, going up against young prospect from UK, Darren Till.
Fucking Darren Till.
I'm a fucking light heavyweight, but I'm still making the weight at 170.
I'm 169.
Fighting in a welterweight division. Darren Till putting his unbeaten record on the line going up against Tyron Woodley. What did you think going into this? We Darren both picked Till. We both picked Till. But you know what? Till looked really strung out.
Yeah.
He not in a, like a drug way, but in like a
just fucking damn,
I just lost 30 pounds in a month way. Yeah. Forcibly. And you know, he just didn't look like himself. In the first round, it's got him credited with one punch.
Yeah.
He landed
one. Darren was one not punch. Pressuring the way we're used to seeing
he was pressuring. He had Woodley against the cage, but he wasn't firing. He was just feeling him out. Second round, first time Darren commits, Tyron got hit with the yapper. With the yammer, the fast right hand. Darren, he said it was a flash knockout. Regardless, he fell down. Woodley's on top of him, trying to elbow his way through the canvas. It was disgusting. But Darren survived, and he looked okay. Sure enough, Woodley was working on a darce choke. Darren didn't know. And who would have thought Woodley would win by a darce choke?
I didn't see that coming.
That's wild. He hasn't got a submission win since 2009.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So he was also given his black belt in the cage by Dean Thomas.
Yes.
Which was really cool to see. Woodley, I think, was more excited about that than the actual UFC belt himself. Oh, definitely.
For sure.
So that was really cool. I like that.
Yeah. So Tyron Woodley defends his belt against Darren Till, wins via darce choke, 4 minutes and 19 seconds into the second round. And that was UFC 228. They sold... They sold 1.7 mil.
At what, at the gate?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So, okay. Good for them. Let's go ahead and run down this next card we got coming up this weekend.
We're going to Moscow.
Oh, no. I don't want to go to Moscow. It's miserable there.
Cue Soviet Union music playing.
Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump pee on people there together.
Oh, yeah.
They have video of it.
Oh, yeah. They did do that, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh. God fucking ads.
You had something good. I like this.
This is the Russian national anthem.
Vodka and eating roadkill.
That's racist.
Putin's butthole in all of our faces. I'm just going
to let it play while we run down this card. Okay, so in the first fight, we got Mirab Dvalishvili going up against young Tarion Ware.
This is going to be a good fight, but I got to go with Mirab Dvalishvili.
Same.
ANA MMA going with Mirab Dvalishvili over Tarion Ware in this one.
In the next fight, we have Ramazan Emiev going up against Stefan Skeluk, wait, Sekulic. I think it's Sekulic, right?
Sekulic.
I don't know about Stefan. He's not in the UFC. Most of this
he's
card
not
actually,
in the UFC. Okay.
Well, he is now, but most of this card they found like Russian fighters to you know fight actual like already in the UFC fighters. Ramazan, I'm going to go with him.
Okay. So, Stefan Sekulic coming in with a 12-2 record, currently on a 2-fight win streak. Yeah, no, I'm going with Ramazan Emiev in this one. ANA MMA going to agree with each other and go with Ramazan Emiev.
We got some big old middleweight boys. We got Jordan Johnson going up against Adam Yandayev.
2-9-0 prospects.
Yeah, this is going to be nice. Yandayev seems to have a nice submission game.
Yandayev has actually won his last 4 fights by submission.
Ooh.
He has won 5 of his 9 wins by submission. Other than that, he gets it done in the first round every single time. Never gotten taken out of the first round.
You know what? Jordan Johnson has a 100% takedown accuracy, though.
Ooh, wow.
I'm going to go with him.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Russian in this one. I'm going with Adam Beard Yandayev.
Nice. Into the next fight, we got...
Have you seen a picture of this dude yet?
No. It's black on the UFC's website.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with Adam, too.
Adam Yandayev.
Scary motherfucker.
Being picked by him. And
big.
You call he has got them huge.
His chest is bigger than my head. His one peck.
His beard is bigger than my dick.
That's not hard to do. All right, so in the next fight, we got Magomed Ankalaev. Isn't there another fighter named Ankalaev? Am I wrong on that? I swear I've heard that before. Going up against Marcin Prachino, the Polish fighter, going up against the Russian, another 9-0. What you got against or on Magomed?
Magomed Ankalaev is currently 8-1. He lost his first fight in the UFC against Paul Craig. That was via submission, via triangle choke in the 4th minute and 59th second. Do you remember that? When Paul Craig was getting his shit kicked in the entire fight and then ended up throwing up that triangle and winning?
No, I don't. I don't remember that.
That was at UFC Fight Night 27.
Yeah. Now I do. Okay, yes. Okay.
I got to go with Magomed Ankalaev in this one.
Same.
ANA MMA agreeing all the way through so far. We're both going with Magomed Ankalaev.
Ooh, I found another video. 10 hours of Soviet communist music.
Yes. Yes. Perfect. Where did they find... Never mind.
In the next fight, we got Mirabek Taisimov going up against Desmond the Predator Green.
Last we saw Mirabek Taisimov. He was fighting Felipe Silva, also at Volkov versus... Oh, that's a different card. Volkov versus Drew recently. He's on a 5-fight win streak. Oh, this one's kind of tough.
I'm going to go with Mirabek.
Give me Desmond Green.
Okay.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim is going with Mirabek Taisimov. I'm going with Desmond Green. Let's stay in the lightweight division.
Raging Kajan Johnson.
Going up against the Tiger.
Rostam Khabilov. Man, how do you bet against that guy?
Yeah, I'm going with Khabilov in this one.
Same.
Smart money goes with Rustam Khabilov. ANA MMA chooses Rustam Khabilov over Kajan Johnson.
I'm going to let you say this next one. We got Peter No Mercy Yan going up against...
Jin Soo Sun.
It says Soon. S-O-O-N.
They're stupid. Look him up.
Okay. Jim Susan from South Korea. I am going to go with Peter Yan.
Peter Yan. Last we saw him, he beat my favorite fighter, Teruto Ishihara. I got to go with Peter Yan in this one. Dope. ANA MMA going to agree. Let's go with the headliner of this preliminary card that's on UFC Fight Pass, just like all the other fights, but we still the preliminary card.
The Doberman, CB Dalloway.
Ooh.
Going up against... Khalid
you got it.
Murtazalaev.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah, good job.
Got it in there. Okay. All right, enough of this fucking... Jesus.
Somebody.
Anyway.
So, Khalid Murtazalaev only has 2 losses in his career, both coming from the same man, Abdul Supyan Alikhanov. Jeez.
Alikhanov.
These dudes are off the chain. Making his UFC debut against the Doberman. I'm going to go with the newcomer.
Same.
ANA MMA Sorry, going Doberman. To agree. We're going with Khalid Murtazalaev. And now let's go to the main card. We got 4 bouts for you. I'm really excited for this first one.
Dude. Pitbull Thiago Alves going up against Alexei
Konchenko.
Konchenko. The undefeated 18-0 Russian. Going up against...
The M1 Challenge champion.
Yikes. 72% knockout rate going up against the Pitbull, the longtime welterweight veteran.
Give me the newcomer. I'm going with Alexei Klitschko.
Same.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one.
This next one should be a banger. We got the pit bull, Andre Arlovsky. He's from Belarus. Where's that
Belarus?
From? Yeah, where's that?
That's like Europe.
Okay. Going up against Samil Abdurakhimov.
So he was actually born in the Soviet Union, which is now Belarus.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So Russian against Russian.
Yes. Nice. I mean, no. No, that's wrong to say. Don't say that. He's Belarusian.
Okay.
Why isn't Sean killing stuff?
He's upstairs.
Lame.
He's feeding the cats with his nips. I think I'm going to take Samil in this one. He is a small heavyweight, but...
I'm going to go with Andre Arlovsky. A&A MMA going to disagree on this one. I'm going with Andre Arlovsky. Slim's going with Samil Abdurakhimov.
Okay. In the next fight, we got Jan Blachowicz going up against Nikita Krylov.
Krylov coming in with his 24-5 record. Last we saw him, he beat Fabio Maldonado, and that was at Fight Nights Global 87. So making his UFC return, the last he was in the UFC was against Misha Serkinov at UFC 206.
Damn, 2 years ago he's on a 5-fight win streak.
Yes,
and yeah. And then had a loss to Misha Serkinov. Now he's getting number 4 ranked Jan Blachowicz. Whoa. That's a big step up in competition. Okay. Give me Blachowicz, though. He's looked great.
I'm going to go with Jan Blachowicz in this one also.
Slim. I said Blachowicz.
Yeah, I don't know what you're on, bro. A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're going with Jan Blachowicz.
In the main event of the evening.
Oh, shit. This is a...
You.
This is like a great fight. Like,
this is awesome. The old heads.
Yeah, the old striker versus the old submission artist.
Dude, the Super Samoan Mark Hunt going up against Alexei the Boa Constrictor Olenek.
Oh, shit.
Wow. So, if you recall, Alexei Olenek has won his last two fights by Ezekiel Choke, where he lets you take him down, yanks up your neck, and just squeezes you with his chest. You can't breathe. You tap out. You don't even know what's happening. Mark Hunt, however, Mark Hunt. Look at him, he's giving him noogies. Mark Hunt coming off that loss to Curtis Blaze. He did have a win against Lewis before that. Damn, he's 44 now. How old is Alexei, actually?
I think older.
Is he? Let's see. 56-11, dude. He's had almost 70 fights. Alexei's 41.
Okay.
He's a Sambo guy.
56.
Every time I bet against Mark Hunt, I get this one wrong, so I'm going to take Mark Hunt.
I'm going to go with Alexei Olenek in this one. Nice. A&A MMA going to disagree on the main event of the evening. Slim's going with Mark Hunt, and I'm going with Alexei Olenek.
Mark Hunt! Bob, did you hear my Soviet music?
I heard you say my cunt a bunch of times.
Oh, but did you hear the Soviet music?
No.
Don't play it again. Our card is in Moscow, so I had to play the Soviet national anthem over and over and over.
Do you got any news, Slim?
No. I don't know. UFC 229 is fastly approaching, and we have yet to see a press conference other than watching the bus fly through the window again and again and again. What do you think about that?
Breaking news. Khabib Nurmagomedov has backed out of UFC 229.
Stop it. Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. Isn't it? It's UFC 30, bro.
What?
It's UFC 230, not UFC 229.
No, it's not.
229's Chiesa, or I'm sorry, Poirier and Nate Diaz.
That's 230.
No, it's not.
You're smoking crack. It's literally the next pay-per-view.
No, it's not.
I will kill you. It's literally 229 Khabib versus McGregor.
Nah.
230 is actually TBD versus TBD. You're because making that Woodley up. Might fight Colt Covington.
Don't you dare mention that piece of shit's name.
He went on Ariel Helwani's show today to say he was actually never officially stripped. No one said anything to him. Well, they said it to the public, bud, so I think that's...
Fucking weirdo.
I think that's what matters. Oh, we didn't even talk about fucking Nico Montaña was supposed to fight Valentina Shevchenko. Montaña in the co-main event of 228, and she went to the hospital the day before. Apparently, she tried to cut like 20, 30 pounds in a day. And
that's literally like death.
Yeah. She almost did die. Her kidneys tried to fail. And so she went to the hospital, and... Yeah. So the fight was off, and Valentina called her out, said she was hiding, she was scared, and Nico was stripped of her UFC women's UFC flyweight belt.
We might see Valentina go to UFC 229.
That's true. She said she's down to fight Joanna. Woo! Ooh. Yoana. Healthy Yoana without the heavy weight cut? Yo.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be nice. And then regular weight Valentina now with the weight cut? Interesting.
Wow.
That's really all I got.
We
got
to get out of here because the main show is about to record, so.
Yeah, two podcasts in a night. You know how we do it.
Well, that's how Slim does it. I'm going home.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Bye. Oh, keyboard's over here. This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.